Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, David is joining us this morning at Second Date Update here with Thunder and PT. David, first of all, good morning, and how are things with you?
Things are good, except for Nikki leaving me hanging.
Yeah, and how long has it been since you heard from Nikki?
Well, I feel like 2 weeks. There's, after 2 weeks, there's just not much hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where we are, so.
Right.
Okay, so it's been 2 weeks. Sometimes we talk about this. Are you looking for answers? Are you hoping to get a second date, just maybe some closure? What are you thinking at this point?
Well, I'm not holding my breath, but I would love to see her again.
Yeah. Okay, and then we're all in to help. So let's go back to the first date. How was it?
Yeah, we had a nice dinner. Definitely found a good flow. It felt easy with her,
So good conversation and then
good chemistry and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She checked a lot of boxes,
How did you end the evening? Sometimes that's a good tell of like where things were going.
Well, it was going so well. I thought about inviting her over, but I didn't want to blow it by moving too fast.
A good night kiss or anything? How'd you leave it with Nikki, David?
Yeah, it was a kiss, and she said something about it being the perfect end to a perfect date.
Wow. See, that's surprising. Okay. That seems so positive. And you've obviously, David, reached out to Nikki since the first date, correct?
Yeah, a couple of times. Okay. Not counting, checking to make sure she got home okay.
Right. And nothing that could have been an orange or red flag for her?
No. Everything was just super low-key and easy.
Okay. I don't know. Well, just give her a call. I guess we'll see what's up.
Yeah. All right. Let's find out together.
Hopefully.
So, David, I want you to on 3 more minutes. We're going to play a song here on The Wolf and come back and hopefully get some. Well, hopefully Nikki will answer, agree to come on with us. Hopefully get you some answers here. Maybe the second date since it sounded like it ended so well. So hold on. Coming up next right here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Well, dating can be confusing, and David is confused over his first date with Nikki. He thought the feelings were mutual, but he hasn't heard back from Nikki in 2 weeks.
Well, it was going so well. I thought about inviting her over, but, I didn't want to blow it by moving too fast.
Like I said, it's confusing, so let's go to the source and call Nikki and find out what's up.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Nikki, please?
Yeah, this is Jesus.
Yeah, hi, Nikki. A little hard to hear you. We're Thunder and PT. We're calling from a radio station in town, 102.9 The Wolf.
Hey, Nikki.
And we're not selling anything. It's not a survey. We're actually calling. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. It's a kind of a dating segment. Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember a gentleman named David?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Okay. Right, yeah, you went out a week or, I guess, no, two and a half weeks ago. You had a great time. Is there a reason, then, Nikki, you're not getting back to him for a second date?
Well, this is so weird. I was just talking to the friends about him, and I guess I was just, like, looking at it wrong.
You what? You broke up there just a little bit. You were looking at him wrong?
Well, I realized I was looking at it all wrong. I mean, he says fear. We had a good time. And, you know, like, how important are looks? Like, you know?
So, wait, looks are... You think looks are important or they're not important?
Like, well, I mean, he had a big heart and he was so funny. He had a great sense of humor, which made him really cute, you know?
But you don't really find him attractive.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
No, okay, yeah, David, hold on real quick. Nikki, I'm sorry. We thought we had David on hold, and we talked to him on the radio here a few minutes ago. We had him hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you. Obviously, we did.
Cool.
Nikki, did you not find him attractive?
Well, he's handsome on the inside, and that's what counts.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Yeah, okay, so David's obviously listening in, Nikki. David, how do you feel about that?
Not great. It's kind of hurtful.
Well, I mean, it's actually a huge compliment. Like, I've dated college football stars and a guy, like, he used to be a model.
Yeah.
But they were vain and shallow, and, you know, like, it wasn't anything different from dating anybody else.
And I'm not much to look at, but you're willing to overlook it. No, thanks.
Okay.
Wait, David, though. Hang on.
Keep going, Nikki. What?
Well, it's just you're, like, the greatest guy I've met in a long time, and I don't want to be shallow. I want to look at...
You can look past the. Yeah, you can look on the. You're looking at David from the inside.
You're not judging a book by its cover.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not by looks alone.
He's not conventionally attractive, but that's okay. Okay, like, I don't care.
All right.
So what you're saying basically is that I'm ugly. That's what it comes down to. Is that I'm ugly on the outside.
I think she said.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're not
right.
Brad Pitt. That's all.
Who is, right? You know, our goal here. Okay, let's do it. I think we need to do a little bit of a reset here. David.
I agree.
And Nikki, listen, our goal was to get you to a second date with Nikki. And she seems, and you obviously, Nikki, seem up for it, correct?
I totally am.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why, David, then are you saying no? Just because she doesn't find you attractive?
Well, I mean, at this point, all I'm going to be thinking about on the date is her looking at me and thinking how ugly I look.
No, you have the most gorgeous eyes, and I was planning to text you today to see if you wanted to go to dinner this weekend. I mean, like, even before the DJ is called, which yeah. was
David,
weird.
What do you think? David, listen.
Put it this way. We're DJs. We've been overcoming ugliness for years.
Right.
You know, face for radio.
Yeah. But you know? And obviously, your looks are not important to Nikki. So how do you feel about a second date?
I just, at this point, like, I'm going to be self-conscious the whole time.
Right.
So.
All right. Wow. Maybe we got this one wrong. Ugh. Would you want somebody, male or female, would this matter to you if the other person didn't find you attractive? Because she does find you attractive
on the inside.
All the important things. But you're saying no to a second date now because of Nikki's reason for wanting to see you again.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Nikki, it's a no. I'm sorry. Yeah. We're going back to the person we called second.
Yeah, it's the opposite way around for crying out loud.
That's exactly right.
Man.
Nikki, it's a no. He does not want to. David doesn't.
I screwed this up.
Well, listen, Nikki, I think you've got to probably not be so honest, unfortunately. We say all the time, lie.
That's, we do say that, especially
if
at the
you
beginning.
Want to get to a second date.
But
all
then
right,
once
guys.
You get into marriage, just omit the
welcome.
Truth.
All right,
that's,
we want to thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.